Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Isn't this how you get into this stuff with the cameras and the surveillance, and this is just another form of it? Of course, it's an issue. It's a problem, without a doubt. But is this the way to handle it? Is it that pressing of a problem? Yes. People are bothering Dan right now. Tell me where I get this testing from. I want to bring this guy out there. All right, let's go to our buddy Liz Preade-Havey, a former head of the Republican Party in Montgomery County, still involved very much at the state level, plugged in to Pennsylvania. Each day, it grows more and more apparent that we've said it all along. There are scenarios out there where whoever wins Pennsylvania is not president, but I don't see it. The scenario is whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to be president. Let's go to Liz here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm good, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. You were the architect, well before people thought it was polite to say it even, of inching us toward the mail-in balloting thing. Do you have a sense at the state level? Sean Parnell has given us really good reports. And Democrats were way behind because of Biden. We're not sure with Harris if that's really intensified or not. But it seems like we have a pretty good playing field here this time around when it comes to mail-in and early voting.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Sean's right. I think what we're seeing is we're doing better. Of course, they're still much better at this than we are. And I wouldn't expect it to be otherwise, but the numbers are not so jarring like they were last time. The mail-in ballot returns in Montgomery County are expected to be significantly less than they were in 2022 and even less than 2020. The trends have been downward ever since. And I think, you know, people looking at those numbers and overall turnout are thinking turnout may be a little bit less than it was in 2020 in the Southeast. You know, there's a real concern, and you see this in the polls when you drill down about African-American voters. You know, looking at those big groups, swaths of them are living in Philadelphia. And so their enthusiasm is down from 4 years ago. And that may be reflected in the mail-in ballot numbers or not, but certainly on election day, we'll be able to tell how that worked out.
Liz, you and I too are joined with this, and I get it gets pretty heated at times too. The Inquirer softening the battlefield again the other day, saying, well, in Al Schmidt, particularly in these others, if they would just let us count the ballot, the mail-in ballots, before Election Day, everything would be okay. And the counter is new machinery, new techniques, and millions of dollars so that you have counting teams ready to go, and you just keep counting till you have the final count.
Well, there are some counties that are actually spending more money to make sure that they have people working through the night.
Right.
And have, you know, larger numbers of people doing that. And I'm not sure where Montgomery County is going to be on that. But I suspect they're going to vote to spend more money to make sure the answer comes as fast as it possibly can. You know, I think people are tired. Even Democrats have complained. They're tired of having to wait for days to find out who are winning these campaigns, winning these races. And in a presidential, you know, there's just a lack of trust. And again, on both sides, primarily on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side, too, of this process. So it doesn't help them. And maybe that's even why we're seeing fewer and fewer Democrats apply to vote by mail, because, you know, they want the answer. They want to make sure their vote is counted. They want the answer on election night. And again, you know, you and I talked about this process. We certainly can help in the Republican Party identify whether or not your ballot has been properly cast. And even before, if there's any kind of issue, to make sure you get down there and fix it, we can always help. But, you know, and then what the Democrats do, which I think is really important, is they collect some of these low intensity voters. They collect their mail-in ballots. And we have to make sure that we we do that as well, that we get our, they're sort of ranked, right? Our low performance, our ones and twos, that we get their mail-in ballots and we make sure that they are voted to increase our turnout, because just the smallest turnout will be this election.
Now, I was starting to think it's the Casey magic again, translation, his dead father, not Bob Casey Jr., but CNN dropped a poll today, McCormick Casey, 46-46. What's happening there? That's just one poll. Others, you know, the Real Queer polling average and all, has Casey a bit more ahead. But what's happening there, Liz, do you think?
Well, what's happening is Dave McCormick is now spending money. The Democrats have far more money than we do around the country in all of these races. And Casey had far more money than, even though Dave McCormick has been a really astonishingly good fundraiser, you know, he still had less money. And so they were holding their money until now when people start really focusing on these races, and it's paying off. So it's not just CNN that has them tied, but all of the recent polls in the last couple of days have them within the margin of error. So this is a real race. And I was talking, you know, this on Channel 6, saying this back in February. This was going to be a real race when the Democrats said, oh, no, it's a foregone conclusion. It's not. So I think Dave McCormick is in it. He, you know, both sides are running very powerful ads. Dave is a very strong candidate, and it can go either way.
It seems to me that's the case. Now, abortion coming up again, New York Times, Siena poll. And look, polling is polling, New York Times, I get it. But I'm half there believing it. Women under 45 in the swing states saying that abortion is the number one issue to them, not even the economy.
Well, I'm where you are. I believe it to some extent. I think that the majority of Americans, though, who, and that's, they are living paycheck to paycheck. They're noticing that they can't fill their tank of gas without breaking the bank. They can't buy a home. And I think these are real concerns. So I, ultimately, when they get there, it depends on where the economy is. I mean, we just saw yesterday the market's dropping 600 points. And, you know, there's real concerns about the economy. If gas prices are up right before Election Day, that could change that number. The women might just say, you know, forget it. I'm not going to vote for Harris. I need to vote for a change. But, yeah, abortion's a problem. And I think, you know, Donald Trump did the wise thing by taking the total ban of abortion out of the national Republican platform. And he's addressed this head on. But the Democrats keep using it, just like they use, you know, this whole, whatever, Project 2025, where he's denounced it and everything else. Harris is still running ads saying that this is his plan. It's all warped. And so the question is, what do people end up really believing is the case? Because Trump's policies and Republican policies are more popular. I mean, even, you know, the polling on abortion, but when you actually talk to voters about what the policies mean, you know, he still performs well on this issue.
Yeah, there is no doubt. Now, Liz, one of the other things we wanted to talk about, and again, maybe some Republicans don't see this as a big deal. I see the poster thing here in Philadelphia as a big deal because I'm itching to push back on Josh Shapiro and Al Schmidt lecturing us on the issue of misinformation, disinformation, holding months out. Homeland Security, the FBI, in meetings with them, on what they're going to do. Today, you have the Biden administration putting sanctions more on Russia because of them interfering, the claim is, big time, in this election. I think this is election interference. I don't know that any Democrat or any rogue organization funded these people that did it, but I think it's a good opportunity to say, where are Al Schmidt and Josh Shapiro on it? Shouldn't they be saying, we're joining, this is a major thing to us because we are concerned about misinformation, disinformation, even something as insane as this?
Well, they should. They absolutely should do that. The question is, if they can't figure out who did it, there is nothing to be done, except obviously they're just announcing today all of it's coming down. But still, we don't know who the culprit is, and they're saying that they can't figure it out. But there are other things. I mean, there's text messages that are going around. I don't know if you've heard about those yet. Clearly false. They are acting as if they're pro-Trump. They're being sent to young men, including my sons. and they're trying to make Trump look that he is, you know, hard right on premarital sex and things like that, that he's going to stop, that he won't allow you to have premarital sex.
Wait a minute, Trump?
Yes. Yes. And my sons, who are 19 and 21, have received these texts.
Okay.
So, because, listen, it's coming as if it's a pro-Trump text, and I sent it all the way up to the top of the Trump campaign and said, you see these things, and they don't know where they're coming from either. So it's not just these signs. There's lots of garbage that's coming from the left. And the question is, how bad will it get, and will there be actions taken by the Democrat leaders in blue states like Shapiro here? Will they actually do something to make sure voters understand that this is false information?
And Liz, maybe it's a motivator or something that consoles me. You have even more experience with Josh Shapiro than I do. I've had some. The polling indicates people are mad, several ABC reporting affiliates here, that Josh Shapiro wasn't picked. They don't like the Walls was picked over him. And that the polling indicates if you pick Shapiro, the odds of winning Pennsylvania go up incredibly. Would they, the countervailing force of their party, they couldn't pick Shapiro. My gut tells me, man, if he were the VP choice, this would have been a tough Pennsylvania race.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, I don't know how much it would have changed things. I don't know if it would be dramatic, but it could be 1%, and that's the election. And the reality is he not being picked is clearly based upon, I believe, his positions on Israel and, to some extent, his religion. And I've talked to a lot of Jewish voters about this, both Democrat and Republicans, and it's having a chilling effect. They recognize where their party is, and we're starting to see now these protests on the college campuses are coming back. I think we're going to see a lot of it in the fall, from what I understand, the intel I'm getting. And that's got to shake up Jewish voters who are, you know, more likely to vote Democrat to say, hey, where's my party on this? Why is Tim Walz asked yesterday, how do you feel about the hostages being killed by Hamas? And he won't address the question. He turns around and says, you know, he's walking away. I mean, that's an easy question to say. Obviously, I feel terrible about it, you know, or something kind. But they are so afraid of their left flank that they can't even say something nice about hostage victims who were murdered by Hamas. And again, that's why Josh Shapiro didn't get picked. And voters, I think voters in Pennsylvania recognize that.
So, Liz, your gut instinct then, and I would turn to you, of course, suburban women here, Republican or Democrat or moderately Democrat, it's not as bad then, in your view, as in 2020, 2022. Do you think, particularly, that Trump has handled this, I think, uniquely well in his own way on the issue of abortion?
Yes, I do. And I do think that he will do a slightly better in the Southeast than he did before. Something could happen. I mean, that's as of today, this has been the wildest election we've seen. So something dramatically could turn that. But he will do slightly better. And this is races on the margin. So anybody that tells you they know which way this is going, they don't. Right? We really don't know. You can't be surprised about anything except for the fact that I think now people like Nate Silver, who are looking at these numbers and really drilling down and have been now election cycle after election cycle, are saying, hey, we seem to underpoll Republican voters, Trump supporters, regularly. So if he's tied in Pennsylvania, I feel really good about that number.
I do, too. And debate advice, other than the stuff about, you know, not saying anything when she's talking, all that stuff. The strategy of getting fracking in there, I still think that's king in Pennsylvania. And if it's king in Pennsylvania, I'm putting my money on that as the thing. I got to get into the debate and got to get to the bottom line of her having to say why she changed on this.
Absolutely. Number one, he's got to get that in the debate. He's got to get in his policy. Sometimes he veers off and he has so many good policy points to talk about what he did when he was there versus what she's proposing. I mean, she's talking about communist proposals of price fixing. That's insane. And he can talk about how it didn't work in Venezuela and we're not a communist country. And if he can just stick to policy, he wins that debate.
Without a doubt. Liz, thank you as always. Any website or anything else you'd point us toward?
you can always go to the state GOP website or the Montgomery County Republican Committee. Just put it in, and any one of those Republican Party websites will be helpful. They'll direct you to how to vote by mail. And by the way, for the first time ever, I got a door knocker, a door hanger with information on how to vote by mail on the Republican side. So that's, things are happening. This is good stuff.
That is. And tell your sons, no way on that text.
Yes, I have been, yes.
Thank you, Liz, very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
I had heard, Dan, can you imagine Trump of all people? He's going to take away men, premarital sex. He's going to be cracking down on that. That's what Trump is going to do, these texters. Is that the same yo-yo who put up the Kamala Harris thing?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine your kid getting a text. They bring it in to talk to mom. It's nice.
That's like a crazy, like, to think, though, because you got to find like a mass mailing kind of list of numbers to send it to unless you're just randomly choosing numbers.
Right. And young men. Yeah. Let us know if your kid gets that or you've gotten it. Let us know what the response is.
Well, I mean, spamouflage is something that's not being talked about out of China. I don't know if you saw the Graphica report, but allegedly there's a new push by China to post about hot-button topics, reproductive rights, homelessness, both negative against Kamala, negative against Trump, positive for Kamala, positive for Trump, just in a effort to divide and... underscores how China's engaging in these more advanced deceptive behaviors and directly targeting these organic but hypersensitive social rifts. So
when is we going to put sanctions on China because of interference?
Yeah, right.
It's only the Russians, Putin, that's engaged in it. Dan, on Twitter at DomShow1210, you put up this information about a big development in Aston where the developers at a public meeting to reassure people in the area, not in the development, but neighbors of it, they would be DNA testing dogs. A lot of people would have dogs there. And any dog mess left that you complained about, they'd come out, get it, and they bring in a company,
Poop Patrol,
who then test to see if it matches up with the dog. I agree. Are we in China? What's the name of the company that does this?
Poo something.
Okay.
I got it here. Poo Prints.
Poop prints.
Like fingerprints. But
yeah, we may have to get them on. I think, listeners are, it's tempting. You see the tempting of the surveillance state. Who wants dog mess around you, right? Dan, you're being tempted here.
No, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at poop prints. They're active in Idaho Apartment Association, Utah Apartment Association, Mississippi Apartment. So this is like something that's spreading nationwide.
Nationwide, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Because a lot of people do feel better about this. It takes care of the problem.
Arizona Multi-Housing Authority, Florida Apartment Association. Florida. Florida's involved. What?
Okay. All right, so on Twitter, any response to people?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. No. I was wondering if people were in favor of that or not. So Joe Biden was a more overwhelming candidate in 2020, and the Russians couldn't get Trump over the top. Is that the point? That the Russians failed? They succeeded, though, in 2016, and in 2024, they're trying to do that again. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. I just thought this story out of these developers coming to Aston, though, I'd really like to know where people come down on this, because the serious part of it is these developers want a big development, it says, that Dan found, Bill Lawrence, over in Aston, at this town hall. And they claim, in order not to bother the neighbors, they will DNA test every dog of an owner in that development. Then they have this company who'll come out, get the mess, test it, match it up, and there'll be trouble if they leave it behind. Do we really want to engage in that stuff? Sounds like a great solution. No more dog mess on lawns. You know, how do we get along before DNA testing of dogs?
It's technological advancement, Doc.
Yeah, right. Well, you said
it would be nice. I mean, it would be nice to flag whoever, you know, lets the dog poop on the ground.
It would be. But we went through the same thing with the cameras, you know, and we went same with the facial recognition games.
Where does this go, though? I mean, are we really concerned that the government's going to acquire the DNA of our pets? And, like, what does that truly matter if they do?
I'm taking a broader approach. I'm just, because I'm not going wild here, Dan, to your point, I get it. I'm saying that philosophically, I'm taking this apart, how the appeal is there, and then you have to determine, are we becoming China or not? I'm not saying that. The appeal is, though, we have these problems, to your point, that have been very difficult to solve. I got another one coming up. This woman charged in Philadelphia, she had hands-free driving and limited self-driving car, and she was loaded. She was well over the legal limit. She crashes into and kills two. And they're going after her, and they're going after the idea, if you have a self-driving car, you're still responsible if you're drunk, which is interesting. My point being, I really don't want more technology on this. I am more an enemy of technology as a solution to stuff. You know what this gets back to? Carry cash, Dan. Carry cash. How much cash would you have on any given day? Any?
Right now, I got a lot. I got like $80.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not as bad as DJ and Luke. They look like, what do you mean? No cash. Nothing. How could you go? I'm thinking of going outside the house without cash. It would be like running through the streets like a crazy man. You can't go out of your house without cash. Anybody listening
it's
right
now,
it's
fine without
walking
cash.
Around?
It's much more convenient.
Okay.
World moves quicker without cash.
No, it doesn't.
It
See,
does.
That's the thing. You're always behind someone in line. They're messing up. Oh, there's a glitch here and all. Cash, bang, I'm at it.
You're the kind of guy that's going to complain about Easy Pass, too, and say, oh, yeah, you should pull up to the toll and take your 30 minutes that it takes for the toll collector to make change.
Okay, I would concede the Easy Pass I have found to be effective.
What's the difference between Easy Pass is like a driving version of the little swipe the card as you go, kind of.
It doesn't work many times, though.
Oh, yeah,
people have trouble with it. Oh, try this. I was just in a line the other day with a woman, 3 or 4 minutes. Cash, bang, I'm out of there.
Mm.
All right.
Until you find
then
somebody
the identity theft,
change.
Getting into your accounts. Need I go through that? Always a problem. All right, 855-839-1210.
You're probably yelling at Henry Ford saying we should stay on horses.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing. All right.
I'm just kidding.
You want the surveillance state, and that's why we're going there. Poor dogs. I don't want my DNA taken in there. What's up with that? Yeah, where's that DNA going? Who's going to have access to that? But it's the people in the neighborhood complaining, not even the people that would be tenants that have to do it, Dan. That's the thing. Oh, man. Something every day. Come on. You got to get in on that. I bet there are people like Dan who favor that, though. They want that testing.
I mean, there's a whole company set up for it.
Yeah.
There's media testimonials and CNBC and BBC News and Miami Herald and property management companies throughout the country that are employing companies to do this.
Okay.
This is the future.
I've had John Voight, Dan, on several times. I think he's a really good actor. My criticism is a little over the top playing a Russian spy in this, though. It's a little bit hacky if you've seen the film. But the manner in which they present Reagan and the attempted assassination and his rise to power is incredible, where he came from. The O'Reilly book, too. And O'Reilly will be back on with his new book, Confronting the Presidents. He speaks pretty well of Reagan in that. I think the book's out next week or so. It's out around now. We'll have him on. Hopefully we'll have him on post-debate. He's saying the conventional advice about Trump. Trump can win this if he sticks to policy during this. You heard Liz Preade-Havey. One of the major policies, I think, is fracking. Another major policy that I think gets people pretty upset that Harris is going to have trouble getting out of is so-called gender-affirming care and all that stuff. I think that's a tough one where she'll say that she believes in it. And in the culture wars, that's still a huge issue. All right, let's go to the callers. And side question today, coming off the debate, if you're a political junkie at all, this is like Christmas Eve, waiting for the debate. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. What is it that's like Christmas Eve to you, like being a kid? Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan. I'm going to have to say, first off, Foreigner's debut album is probably one of the best debut albums ever put out by a band.
Oh, you're a Foreigner fan, Earl. Didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're more of like the heavier stuff or the power ballads?
Actually, my favorite song off of the first one is Star Rider. So,
okay.
You know,
Didn't expect
so, yeah, I've been a fan of Foreigner for quite a while. But for my side question, I'm going to have to say it's just like Christmas Day when you actually win the side question. Because just like Christmas, it only comes once a year.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.